This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Officials say a very deep fire hampered rescue efforts Saturday at a collapsed oceanfront condominium tower near Miami, where authorities are racing to recover any survivors beneath a mountain of rubble. At a news conference, Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Caba told WPLG first responders are dealing with the fire as best they can.
We are using infrared technology. We're using foam. We're using water. And all the tactics that we can to contain the fire and minimize the smoke spread. Obviously, the smoke itself is the biggest barrier.
159 people remain unaccounted for since Thursday's collapse, which killed at least four. Britain's health minister, Matt Hancock, quit on Saturday after he was caught breaking COVID-19 rules by kissing and embracing an aide in his office, enraging colleagues and the public who have been living under lockdown. The 42-year-old Hancock said he resigned after the Sun newspaper published photos Friday of the married minister embracing a woman whom he had appointed to a taxpayer-funded role to scrutinize the performance of his department.
I understand the enormous sacrifices that everybody in this country has made, that you have made, and those of us who make these rules have got to stick by them, and that's why I've got to resign.
Britain was meant to have lifted all restrictions June 21st, but a rise in cases due to the emergence of the Delta variant first identified in India has pushed back those plans by at least 4 weeks. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the